The next day, June 20th, Babcock telegraphed Sharp, "All I can learn at present, that 6,000 rebel infantrymen had so far crossed the Potomac into Maryland, and a vanguard of 2,000 Confederate cavalrymen had ridden farther to Chambersburg in south-central Pennsylvania." Babcock also discovered a rebel detachment showed up in Boonesboro, some 15 miles northwest of Frederick, and had returned again to Hagerstown after stealing a few horses. "They may make a raid here at any moment," Babcock wrote Sharp, "and I am not anxious to be." At this point in the letter, he drew a stick figure of a man being hung. As if Babcock didn't know well enough the gravity of his mission, Hooker personally telegraphed him on June 20th with precise instructions for his spying. "Send your citizen agents to the top of South Mountain to overlook the valley beyond and see if the enemy have camps there," the general ordered. Confederate cavalry had blocked the Signal Corps observers from getting there. "Use spies who can look upon a body of armed men without being frightened out of their senses," Hooker continued. "If they take a position in the forest, they can even count them as they pass on the road with impunity." Hooker wanted only authentic information, no rumors or false reports. "It is necessary for me to know if the enemy has any considerable number of his forces on the north side of the Potomac." That would be an important sign that Lee intended to invade Maryland or Pennsylvania and not attack Washington. "Be vigilant and active," Hooker lectured. "Pass out money liberally for information, and it shall be returned to you." Babcock telegraphed back quickly that he was already on the case. He had sent Greenwood and Moore to South Mountain with a telescope. He hoped to report back to Hooker soon with reliable information. Tracking Lee's army over this vast an area with just a handful of volunteer spies was no easy task. But by late afternoon, Babcock had important news he quickly telegraphed to Hooker. He had just interviewed a doctor from Williamsport, a village west of Frederick and just north of the Potomac, who reported that as many as 5,000 infantrymen from Ewell's Corps had crossed the river there with 1,200 cavalrymen and were moving into Maryland. Babcock added that he had an unconfirmed report of other rebel units crossing the river into Maryland farther south at Shepherdstown. Actually, more Confederates had traversed the Potomac by that point, but Babcock's telegraph offered confirmation for Hooker that Lee's army would not attack Washington. Instead, it appeared to be moving into Maryland, and likely Pennsylvania, whose border lay just a dozen miles north.